Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is April 3, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about contactless transaction limit to increase amid coronavirus, AusPayNet reports. MasterCard increases contactless payment limit to $200. Grubhub spending US$30 MLN to help independent restaurants. Walmart expands contactless options for in-store shopping, pickup, and delivery. Buckaroo, Payconic to simplify payments via QR code. Bucks Zero partners with Tikkie for online stock investments in Netherlands. Apple Card holders can skip their April 2020 payments. eBay helps retailers without e-commerce presence to sell online. Mercado Libre, Lynx team up to streamline deliveries. MasterCard increases contactless payments limit across Canada. Video game sales increase worldwide. FCA proposes credit card payment freeze and £500 overdraft for all. Nuve unveils Merchant Guru program for SMBs. Reco raises US$6 MLN in Series A. US consumers spend more on apparel, footwear and accessories, Klarna reports. Accounting analytics aims to ease oil and gas volatility. Tipalti on the tipping point of AP automation ROI. VC's T&E interest preserved amid corporate travel shutdown. Now let's get started. Contactless transaction limit to increase amid coronavirus, AusPayNet reports. Australian payments network, AusPayNet, has confirmed that the payment industry will be increasing the PIN limit for contactless card payments. The limit will be increased from US$100 to US$200 to reduce the need for physical contact with the payment terminal. As such, consumers will begin to see a growing number of retailers accepting contactless card payments without a PIN up to the new US$200 limit. Given the sheer numbers of cards, payment terminals, and organizations involved, the new limit will be progressively introduced across certain cards and at certain retailers, with major supermarkets expected to be among the first. The new US$200 limit is expected to apply for a three-month period and will be extended if required. Similar increases have been implemented or are under consideration in other countries around the world in response to COVID-19. MasterCard increases contactless payment limit to $200. MasterCard has announced it will up its current contactless payment limit in Australia from US$100 to $200. The increase will be implemented on the 9th of April 2020 at Woolworths and Coles supermarkets, and will roll out to further retailers in the coming weeks, ZDNet reports. Consequently, card users throughout Australia will now be able to spend up to $200 using the PayPass function on their MasterCard, without needing to enter a PIN. According to ZDNet, Australia has one of the highest usage rates of contactless payments. MasterCard reports that 85% of transactions over US$100 are made contactless. In recent news, MasterCard has also announced that, after working with industry partners, it increased the contactless payment limit in Canada to CAD$250. Grubhub spending US$30 MLN to help independent restaurants. U.S.-based food ordering marketplace Grubhub has announced spending US$30 million to support 100,000 independent restaurants in the face of the COVID-19 outbreak. Grubhub said each restaurant will receive US$250 that will allow them to offer US$10 discounts off any order of US$30 or more. Grubhub estimated that the funding could help generate about US$100 million in restaurant sales. Thus far, Grubhub said restaurants participating in its current promotions during the crisis have seen sales jump 30%. Grubhub said it was also teaming with Verizon Business to feed frontline healthcare workers at 6 hospitals in New York City. Grubhub Inc. is an American online and mobile prepared food ordering and delivery marketplace that connects diners with local takeout restaurants. The company is based in Chicago and was founded in 2004. As of 2019, the company had 19.9 million active users and 115,000 associated restaurants across 3,200 cities in the United States. Walmart expands contactless options for in-store shopping, pickup, and delivery. Walmart has announced that it's offering customers no-contact services for payment, pickup, and delivery options in an attempt to protect customers and store staffers. By scanning a QR code that is synced with the Walmart Pay app, in-store shoppers can make contactless purchases, according to the company's announcement. Previously, shoppers had to select a payment method by touching a screen at self-checkout. Walmart pickup customers can open their car trunk and an employee will load in their groceries without the need for a signature. Similarly, delivery drivers will leave an order on a customer's doorstep, bypassing a signature requirement. As retailers face cash flow woes and temporarily close store locations, those essential retailers still standing have to contend with high demand. Walmart has tried to address consumers' sanitation concerns and is looking to hire 150,000 hourly workers. On the e-commerce front, grocery apps saw a surge in downloads as takeout delivery apps have declined, explains RetailDive.com. Buckaroo, Payconic to simplify payments via QR code. Payment service provider Buckaroo and mobile app for online payments Payconic have announced an agreement to boost mobile payments in the Netherlands and Belgium. The cooperation is aimed at enabling entrepreneurs working with Buckaroo to quickly go live with the latest omni-channel payment method via QR code via a direct link to Payconic. With Payconic, users can pay online and offline by scanning a QR code with their mobile phone's camera. The cooperating parties point out that this form of contactless payment is particularly safe during the coronavirus pandemic. Buckaroo and Payconic want to scale up in the coming period by expanding their range of services and increasing and developing technological possibilities. The idea is to serve entrepreneurs in a tailored and appropriate manner, the company said. This will give entrepreneurs the chance to use one international payment method with Payconic. Bucks Zero partners with Tikkie for online stock investments in Netherlands. Netherlands-based tech company Bucks has announced a partnership with the Request to Pay facilitator, Tikkie. With this announcement, Bucks becomes the first broker in the Netherlands to offer Tikkie as a payment method, and this will also be the first fintech partnership for Tikkie. The partnership will result in a new payment method available for Bucks Zero customers. The new Bucks Zero app enables users to invest in stocks commission-free. With the announcement of a partnership, Bucks Zero users will get Tikkie as a payment method to fund their accounts. This will enable users to transfer funds from their bank to brokerage accounts, which with a traditional broker can take anywhere between a few hours to a few days. Bucks is a tech company operating in the world of finance. It launched its app back in 2014 and has over 2 million users across Europe. Tikkie is an app that allows users to request micropayments or payments. It was launched back in 2016 by ABN AMRO and users can request others for any amount via Messenger, SMS, QR code and WhatsApp. The service has amassed over 6 million users and the way it works is that one needs only a Dutch current account and an active Dutch number. Apple Card holders can skip their April 2020 payments. Apple has prolonged its assistance program that allowed Apple Card holders to skip their March payment without accruing interest into April 2020. To offer relief to their cardholders who are struggling with the financial side effects of the global pandemic, Apple launched an aid program in March that allowed customers to defer their March payments without accruing interest. The company is offering the same for the month of April, as well. This program joins the long list of other steps Apple is taking to help their customers during the COVID-19 outbreak and keep them safe. Before closing down all retail locations to reduce disease transmission, Apple gave their employees additional sick days, increased the cleaning staff at stores nationwide, and reduced the number of available seating options in store to keep customers apart from one another. The financial aid program can be opted into by simply sending a message to a support representative through the wallet application. Cardholders who enrolled the program in March 2020 will have to do so again for April. AFP Relax News says. eBay helps retailers without e-commerce presence to sell online. eBay has rolled out Up and Running, an accelerator program specifically designed to help retailers without an e-commerce presence transition to sell online. Through the program, eBay will give new businesses a free basic eBay store for 3 months. With the new online storefront, eBay will waive selling fees and allow them to sell up to 500 items for free. New eBay sellers will also receive guidance and resources, including a suite of exclusive marketing and merchandising tools, customization features, and discounted shipping supplies. Other services provided through Up and Running will include educational webinars, individual support, and access to experienced sellers willing to act as mentors. In the coming weeks, the company will also highlight small business sellers on eBay.com. eBay also recently launched a number of resources for existing SMEs on its platform, including deferred fee payments, added seller protections, and 100,000 incremental free listings. eBay is pledging up to $100 million United States dollars in support of the program. Mercado Libre, Lynx team up to streamline deliveries. Mercado Libre and Lynx, a provider of retail management software, have announced a partnership to connect the marketplace MercadoLibre.com.br with Lynx's client brands. With this partnership, Lynx customers who have the OMS order management system solution will be able to use Mercado Libre as another sales channel. The novelty, which applies across Brazil, is represented by the transformation of these stores into distribution centers for products purchased online in the marketplace, thus aiming to reduce delivery times and costs. Founded in 1999, Mercado Libre offers solutions for people and companies to buy, sell, pay, advertise, and send products and services through the internet. The company has the following business areas: Marketplace MercadoLibre.com, Mercado Pago Fintech, Mercado Envios, Mercado Libre Classificados, Mercado Libre Publicidade, and Mercado Shops. Lynx is a Brazil-based company specialized in retail technology. Lynx's shopping journey expertise is transformed into key insights to attend to retailers' wishes. The company has more than 3,500 employees distributed among its headquarters in São Paulo, 15 branches throughout Brazil, and 5 countries in America. MasterCard increases contactless payments limit across Canada. MasterCard has announced it is enabling the increase of contactless payment limits across Canada, as people look for safer ways to pay during the COVID-19 pandemic. The move follows similar announcements made by MasterCard recently to champion contactless limit raises around the world. This is due to the fact that health officials recommend social distancing and a growing number of merchants encourage consumers to pay with contactless to minimize interaction. MasterCard is currently working with industry partners in Canada to make it easier to accept contactless payment up to CAD 250. Once implemented by partners, this means that cardholders will be able to purchase more of what they need with the security, speed, and touch-free experience of contactless payments at more merchants across Canada. Also, the company is reminding merchants that signatures are not required on a receipt or electronic POS device for contactless payments, which gives consumers comfort, safety, and speed at checkout. Video game sales increase worldwide. Sales of the latest video games have recorded a smash hit as governments worldwide pushed for social distancing measures to stop the coronavirus from spreading, CNBC reports. Nintendo's latest installment of its Animal Crossing franchise, titled New Horizon, was released in March 2020 and sold more than 1.8 million copies in its first 3 days in Japan, according to video game publication Famitsu. In the UK, the title sold more copies in its first week on the shelves than the launch sales of all previous entries in the series combined, gaming publication GamesIndustry.biz reported. According to CNBC, analysts agree that the coronavirus outbreak likely had a part to play in the sales spike. In a bid to slow the spread of the virus, major cities in the world have gone into lockdown as people are asked to stay at home and avoid going outside unnecessarily. Animal Crossing is not the only success registered in this period. Doom Eternal, also launched in March 2020, had the best launch weekend in the franchise's history. FCA proposes credit card payment freeze and £500 overdraft for all. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority has said that loan and credit card repayments could be frozen for 3 months. Meanwhile, while those affected financially by the virus outbreak will benefit from a £500 fee-free overdraft. Loan and credit card repayments are to be frozen for 3 months as the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, urges banks to provide consumers with financial relief in the face of an unprecedented crisis. The regulator has also proposed that banks offer a £500 interest-free overdraft, with anyone financially affected by the coronavirus pandemic eligible to apply. The stopgap measures aim to support users of consumer credit products that might be facing financial difficulties because of the exceptional circumstances arising from the virus. Previously announced changes to overdrafts meant that from 6 April financial institutions would only be able to charge a single annual interest rate for both arranged and unarranged overdrafts. Many providers had pegged their interest rates at around 40%, meaning the £500 interest-free overdraft would provide relief for many. The FCA proposals for overdrafts and loan repayments will go out for consultation on Monday, 6 April 2020, and if approved by banks could provide significant financial relief for hundreds of thousands of people. If confirmed, measures would come into force by 9 April. Nuve unveils Merchant Guru program for SMBs. Payment technology provider Nuve has announced the launch of its Merchant Guru program, a combination of tools and support for small to mid-size business owners. For retailers and food service businesses that used to rely on a steady stream of foot traffic, the coronavirus outbreak has had a devastating effect. In urgent response to this need, Nuve's program empowers SMBs to quickly convert to a cloud-based payment system and begin advertising their services to local or nationwide clients for immediate revenue generation. Merchant Guru enables business owners to activate online payment processing seamlessly, and it helps SMBs reach thousands of local customers through targeted digital advertising, with little to no manual setup. This service empowers merchants to radically redesign their client service and distribution model. It is meant to help merchants boost sales during this critical time, and to facilitate their brand with social media presence as a long-term strategy. Moreover, merchant benefits include integrated payments to accept all major card brands, social media setup and online advertising management, order ahead solution for restaurants and delivery services, custom e-commerce website based on industry type, exclusive business discounts, helping merchants further save. Recco raises $6 million in Series A. Recco, an enterprise fintech startup that enables AI-powered reconciliation of digital transactions, has raised $6 million in Series A funding. The investment was led by Vertex Ventures and saw participation from existing investor Prime Venture Partners. The fresh funding will be used for further product development, hiring, and expanding its presence outside India. Since it was founded in 2017, Recco has reconciled transactions worth $5 billion. The fintech startup has built a SaaS-based financial reconciliation product that keeps track of the complete transaction lifecycle and commercial contracts for organizations. Its customers include Grofers, Meesho, Dunzo, and some of India's top marketplaces across different industry sectors. India is witnessing a continued surge in the number of digital transactions, and many enterprises, banks, and financial institutions are finding it difficult to keep track of the money flowing across the organization. Digital payments in India are expected to more than double to US$135.2 billion in 2023 from US$64.8 billion in 2019. There is an immediate need for an independent third-party transaction reconciliation layer to ensure timely settlements among various interacting parties. The reconciliation layer will ensure that the businesses receive settlements in accordance with the agreed rate cards, settlement cycles, and are able to track and report payment realization, refunds, and chargebacks. Reco automates reconciliation and allows the data to be traced throughout the entire transaction cycle. It does so by getting connected to payment gateways, banks, and merchants' order management systems through APIs and helps the merchant in tracking receivables and identifying settlement discrepancies. U.S. consumers spend more on apparel, footwear, and accessories, Klarna reports. New data from Klarna has indicated that consumers in the U.S. are shifting their share of e-commerce spending toward apparel, footwear, and accessories as the COVID-19 outbreak continues. The company analyzed all the transactions made through its retail partners as well as through the Klarna app to identify what product Gen Z, Millennials, and Gen X categories are shopping for most often using Klarna's payment options. Klarna broke out purchases into 7 major categories and then analyzed how each category's share of all Klarna purchases has shifted over time in each age group. Over the next several weeks, the company will continue to analyze consumer spending data to identify how the COVID-19 outbreak is affecting e-commerce and consumer shopping behavior. Gen Z, Millennial, and Gen X consumers who use Klarna have increased their share of e-commerce spending on apparel, footwear, and accessories as well as home and garden items, suggesting that they are focusing on personal comfort and creating home environments that will allow them to weather the next several weeks mostly indoors. Week over week in the week ended March 28, 2020, the apparel, footwear, and accessories categories share of all Klarna-enabled purchases increased by 18% among Gen Zers, 13% among Millennials, 4% among Gen Xers. The home and garden category's share of all Klarna-enabled purchases also grew across all 3 age groups. The category's volume share increased slightly among Gen Zers and Millennials and by 9% among Gen Xers week over week in the week ended the 28th of March 2020. Sales volumes in 3 other major categories, leisure, sport and hobby, marketplace, and intangible products, fell week over week from March 22 to 28 among all 3 demographic groups. Gen Xers increased their share of spending on entertainment slightly week over week, while Gen Zers and Millennials' share of spending on the category was roughly flat. Gen Xers were also the only demographic group among the 3 to increase their share of spending on electronics week over week, with category volumes up 11% in the week ended March 28 among the group. Accounting analytics aims to ease oil and gas volatility. Though the corporate and small business accounting industry has seen an influx of fintech innovation in recent years, it's less common for accounting technologies to be designed for specific industries. For industries with complex financial structures and a high degree of market volatility, however, working with accountants that understand the nuances of a particular vertical is an essential strategy. In the oil and gas sector, recent market fluctuations have been particularly dramatic. On Wednesday, April 1, the Wall Street Journal reported declines in U.S. oil prices after a period of gains on the heels of new analysis forecasting production cuts across the U.S., Europe, and Asia. The coronavirus-impacted travel industry has led to plummeting demand for fuel, while a price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia has also added pressure on the market. Demonstrating this volatility, just one day later Barron's reported a 30% spike in oil prices following U.S. President Donald Trump's optimistic tweets about Russia and Saudi Arabia and their ability to cut production to balance supply and demand. With such dramatic financial changes from day to day and even hour by hour during the most challenging times, players across the oil and gas sector demand sophisticated, agile financial management strategies. Industry pressures. According to Tom Black, president of Oil and Gas Business Solutions, OGBS, price fluctuations aren't the only factor that makes this market so challenging from an accounting perspective. There are several nuances to oil and gas accounting for operators, he told PYMNTS. In general, these stem from every well having the potential for different ownership, as if each well has its own partnership. Both mineral interest owners and working interest partners can have contractual provisions for a percentage of ownership, costs, or exemptions. Managing these differences requires a detailed understanding of the business, the agreements governing the relationships, and accounting systems to correctly enforce these provisions, he added. A 2017 report from PwC, Financial Reporting in the Oil and Gas Industry, similarly highlighted the market's unique complexities. Not only can these challenges add pressure on industry participants and their accountants, CFOs and advisors, but the oil and gas sector is also tasked with generating significant revenue for governments in the form of taxes, making accounting and bookkeeping practices an essential component not only for the success of a business, but the strength of its broader economy. Driving strategy with data. One-size-fits-all accounting automation technologies are not necessarily equipped to address the unique challenges of the oil and gas sector, opening up the importance of combining accounting technology with human advisory services and expertise to support companies of all sizes and types in this market, and others. Bookkeeping and back-office services in the oil and gas upstream sector are complex and unique, said Dallas Market Managing Partner Gary Boyd of advisory firm Baker Tilly, which recently acquired OGBS. More companies across industries are making the strategic decision to outsource their finance function so they can focus on their core business, making client accounting services one of the fastest-growing services in our profession. But advances in accounting technology have also introduced the capability for advisors to the oil and gas arena to embrace tools like data analytics to augment their services. According to Boyd, robotics process automation, artificial intelligence and data analytics are key innovations to robust accounting in the oil and gas industry. OGBS's Black agreed, noting that as accounting automation and data analytics expand their presence in this sector, the need for manual data entry can now be replaced by more strategic initiatives, which leads to growing demand for professionals that have high-level industry expertise to offer actionable insights and support strategic decision-making. Baker Tilly partner and energy practice leader Tom Unka told PYMNTS that having a frontline view of not only how the industry works, but also emerging market trends, is essential, with data analytics an important tool to developing those insights to address the volatility of today and ready the industry for an oil pricing rebound ahead, with analysis derived from accounting data able to guide organizations' future market strategies. This is particularly important during the current industry climate of declining oil prices. Low oil and gas prices constrain the financial foundation for many oil and gas companies, added Unka. Companies are looking for ways to be more efficient in their operation. This current environment requires companies to rethink how and where work gets done. Tipulti on the tipping point of AP automation ROI. Accounts payable AP automation technology presents an obvious benefit to companies of all sizes and industries to boost efficiency and strategize vendor payments. In practice, however, understanding which organizations can benefit most, and how to take the first steps in a seemingly monumental task of shifting from manual to automated AP workflows, can overwhelm any organization. There is a lot to consider, said Manish Varshakatu, Chief Operating Officer at supplier payments automation firm Tipulti, from vendor onboarding processes to tax compliance across borders. In a recent conversation with PYMNTS, Vrishakatu was joined by Mark Lewis, Chief Financial Officer at advertising platform and Tipalti client LockerDome, to present a real-world example of LockerDome's path from spreadsheets to AP automation and offer guidance to other businesses exploring how to map out their own journeys to secure the greatest returns on their AP automation investments. A Payments Balancing Act. For LockerDome, Lewis explained that one of the most glaring areas of inefficiencies in AP processes is the supplier payment itself. "We started out with spreadsheets just like everybody else," he said. "We quickly realized we had real challenges and real bottlenecks in our payments side of the business. It had everything to do with actually processing the payments. One of the biggest sources of friction is the need to support a variety of payment methods, with LockerDome manually processing payments via PayPal, Wire, ACH and more to fulfill vendor needs, which took up significant amounts of valuable time." According to Vrishakatu, this is a common occurrence for organizations struggling to automate. "Not only do businesses struggle to manually process payments, but reconciliation across payment rails is also a headache as each banking and payment provider presents information in different ways. Each bank has a different way of presenting information back to you," he explained. "There are the payments you sent, the ones that went through, the ones that failed, and now it's up to the company to figure out what happened and to be able to reconcile that. From onboarding to compliance." While payment processing friction might be a telltale sign that an organization should consider adopting AP automation technology, both Vrishakatu and Lewis pointed to processes before and after the transaction itself that also threaten efficiencies and business partner relationships. Vendor onboarding is a particularly large opportunity to not only save time on manual data entry, but to promote a strengthened buyer-supplier relationship from the very start. Lewis noted that one of the most profound benefits since adopting AP automation technology has been in this onboarding process, which had previously taken weeks of manual data entry to collect and input supplier payment information, tax data, and beyond. Automation, he said, led the company to dramatically increase the velocity of bringing new publishers and new inventory onto our platform. "Onboarding itself is a very complex process," added Vrishakatu, noting that the ability for platforms to interface with suppliers directly via self-service portals vastly accelerates the process. "The efficiency acts as a catalyst to streamline invoice processing, too," he noted, "particularly for larger companies ingesting a high volume of invoices with multiple layers and personnel along the invoice approval chain. Post-payment processes like reconciliation, tax management, and regulatory compliance come into play as other significant opportunities to boost efficiency through AP automation technology. AP professionals face a lot of inefficiencies and challenges when attempting to manually track tax regulations, collect the appropriate tax forms, or even ensure that the financial institutions through which they make payments are not on any sanctions lists. High growth, high complexity. According to Vrishakatu, there is definitely a tipping point between when a company can simply benefit from the efficiencies of AP automation and when it is critical for an organization of a certain size or growth trajectory to adopt this technology to support expansion, particularly across borders. "Globalization brings a whole different level of complexity as it pertains to vendor onboarding, automation, and everything else," he said. "This is where AP automation can push the envelope and introduce additional value to an enterprise. For example, technology can not only automate data capture to identify and remedy which payments failed and why, but it can automatically adjust payment processes to ensure future payments to a certain vendor don't fail again, based on the supplier's transaction data or payment rail needs. It's a valuable function for companies like LockerDome, with a high volume of international suppliers that are considered strategic partners to the business. Manually managing transactions across payment rails can also create cash management challenges for organizations, particularly when some payment methods occur instantly, while others take several days to clear." Vrishakatu highlighted the ability of AP automation to enhance organizations' cash flow strategies by ensuring AP data is correctly aligned with information within the ERP in real time. "Combating the expanded threats of fraud and non-compliance as organizations grow globally is yet another area he pointed to as a critical value proposition of AP automation." Overall, enterprises must take into consideration not only how AP automation technology can promote efficiency, but also support their organization's broader strategic initiatives. According to Lewis, for a company like LockerDome to embrace AP automation is a no-brainer. We really have freed up staff time to do more heavy lifting, higher priority work than we could focus on previously, he said. AP automation enables so much time saving. It is so much more effective, efficient and productive. VC's T&E interest preserved amid corporate travel shutdown. B2B Venture Capital (VC) enjoyed a strong week despite ongoing market volatility. While some newly funded startups are helping their corporate customers navigate the new realities of a remote workforce, others aim to ease supply chain friction during volatile times. While the largest investment round of the week went to a cybersecurity firm, close behind was a company operating in the corporate travel technology arena, proving investors may still be interested in the industry despite its recent downturn. Demand-driven technologies supply chain management tech company Demand-driven Technologies revealed in a press release this week a $3.6 million seed investment round provided by Midtown Capital Advisors Sean Welch, with Mosley Ventures, Alarion Ventures and several existing backers also participating. Demand-driven Technologies said it will use the investment to focus on accelerating its growth trajectory as it enables businesses to wield demand-driven material requirements planning, DDMRP, technology and mitigate some of the disruption that has plagued global supply chains amid the coronavirus pandemic. Our solutions have helped customers around the world to overcome the limitations of traditional supply chain offerings, said the company's CEO Eric Bush in a statement. This latest round of funding will allow us to substantially accelerate our efforts. RoadSync, a B2B payments and revenue collection solution for the transportation industry, has announced $5.7 million in new funding, with Base 10 partners leading the Series A round. Additional investors included Hyde Park Venture Partners and Companion Ventures, the company said in a press release, adding that it plans to deploy the funding to focus on sales and an expansion of its existing financial product offering. RoadSync offers accounts receivable (AR) tools, including invoicing and payments acceptance, designed for transportation companies to accelerate collections from their truck drivers, carriers and brokers, aiding the migration away from paper checks. Our mission is to modernize payments for the transportation industry by enabling our users with a sophisticated digital solution to send and receive payments, RoadSync CEO Robin Gregg said in a statement. Recco India-based Recco announced $6 million in Series A funding, reports in Entrepreneur India said recently, with Vertex Ventures C and India leading the round. Prime Venture Partners, a previous backer in the firm, also participated. Recco offers software as a service to businesses that need to track the transaction life cycles of their B2B contracts and reconcile those payments. The company said the funding will go toward product development, hiring and expansion beyond India, while bolstering investing in engineering bandwidth its data storage demands grow. The firm's APIs enable integration with payment gateways, banks and order management systems to track and manage receivables, streamline settlements and address discrepancies. Grain Chain targeting the farming and agriculture industry with its blockchain-powered B2B payments and trade financing platform, Grain Chain has revealed a completed $8.2 million Series A funding round early last month, Forbes recently reported. Grain Chain targets farmers in both developed and emerging economies, including the U.S. and Honduras, enabling these professionals to accelerate payment while all parties within the farming supply chain promote security and transparency. In a recent interview with PYMNTS, Grain Chain CEO and co-founder Luis Macias highlighted the unique challenges of accelerating order-to-cash cycles for independent farmers, which are significantly impacted by seasonal fluctuations and must wait for grain to be graded and validated before payment is released. There is significant trust involved as buyers and sellers rely on brokers to facilitate this transaction, he added, while financial institutions (FIS) are often wary of extending trade finance to these players in a high-risk industry. Slink.io logistics operating system provider Slink.io revealed $11 million in Series A funding this week led by Bloomberg Capital, with Correlation Ventures and 235 Capital Partners also participating. Slink.io, based in California, will use the funding to expand its user base and invest in new hires as it offers shippers, logistics service providers and carriers across six continents with technology to manage their operations and integrate their back-office systems via Slink.io APIs. Orion Labs California's Orion Labs recently announced $29 million in Series B funding for its software as a service B2B communication tool designed to mitigate friction in collaborating with mobile employees that work on-site and remotely. Dell Technologies Capital led the investment, with WRVI Capital and existing backers Avalon Ventures, Argentum Capital Partners, Allen & Company and Mathers Associates also participating. Striver with $30 million in Series B funding, virtual reality employee training startup Striver reflects a growing interest in B2B VR companies looking to wield the technology for the workplace. Investors at Georgian Partners led the investment, reports said. The company pivoted away from its sports training offering to help businesses train new workers remotely, a feature likely to gain even greater interest as more organizations navigate work-from-home requirements. Houlihan, the global travel industry remains in turmoil as leisure and business trips have all but halted. That hasn't stopped corporate travel startup Houlihan, however, which raised an impressive $42 million in funding. The Chinese company secured the Series C Plus investment from Huaxing New Economic Fund, a subsidiary of Huaxing Capital, according to reports. Houlihan offers a software as a service solution to streamline corporate travel expense reimbursement. The firm, which also saw investments from Blue Lake Capital, Zhonglin Capital and SoftBank China, plans to use the funding to expand into the U.S. and other markets. In the connected era, we are optimistic that business travel and expense management platforms have become standard applications for enterprises, Zhonglin Capital said in a statement. The funding comes just weeks after another China-based T&E startup, Fenbeitong, secured $36 million in Series B Plus funding. Axiones securing the largest investment round of the week is cybersecurity outfit Axiones, a New York-based company that raised $58 million in Series C funding. The company offers cybersecurity capabilities integrated with an asset management solution, enabling organizations to take stock of their network connect computing assets while protecting them at the same time. Investors at Lightspeed Venture Partners led the round, while OpenView, Bessemer Venture Partners, YL Ventures, Vertex and WTI also participated. Axiones said it will use the investment to fuel research and development at its operations in Israel, as well as to expand the business. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.